prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back. You know, I've been banging this drum quite a lot lately, and I'm sure that some of you are pretty tired of hearing about it, but I cannot emphasize the importance of the topics that we've been covering when we talk about access to healthy food and some of the shenanigans of the USDA. And this is another one of those shows, but it's an important show. We those of us who are athletic types, we want to build our body, we want to stay strong, we want to live long. You cannot do it. You cannot do it. It is impossible to do without the access to healthy, life-giving food. And that is not necessarily found in your grocery store all the time. There's a scientific research project that's going on right now in the United States and perhaps the world. And instead of using rats, mice, or guinea pigs, they're using humans. And the worst part about this study is that the human subjects that they're using don't know that they are test subjects. Now, you may be saying to yourself, well, you know, that's terrible, but it doesn't have anything to do with me. But it does, because you are the test subject. And the scientific research that's being done is being put forth by companies like Monsanto, under the guidance of the USDA, and the effects of this scientific study are already starting to show themselves in our population in the surfacing of certain types of diseases. What we don't know yet is, will it also be in our offspring? My guest today is Howard Leager. He is the president of Verity Farms. How you doing, Howard?
Okay, thank you.
You disagree with anything I just said?
No.
Okay. Just want to make sure I didn't go too far off the deep end there, Howard.
Well, the only comment that I would add to what you said is it's an experiment rather than research, because we don't have the controls in place.
There you go. Good point. Okay, let's start from the very, very beginning, Howard. We're going to be talking today about genetically modified food sources, such as produce, okay? When did GMOs first come on the scene?
My knowledge of the first introduction of genetically modified organisms will be back in the 1980-1990 time frame, as far as their development and release. As far as one of the first things that was genetically modified as far as a plant, maybe not the first, but one of the early ones, was actually a tomato. It was called the Flavor Saver tomato.
What was the purpose of the modification? To keep it fresh longer?
Yes. Their goal was to put it on the shelf and have it sit there for 30, 60, or 90 days and not rot.
Like a Twinkie. So, okay. Okay,
yeah,
so that was the first. Now let's fast forward. How many different varieties of genetically modified organisms do we have in our food chain today? Any guess?
Oh, wait. Well, rather than just guess on the varieties, is there any food that doesn't contain GMOs?
That's a better question. Yes, okay.
And you know, there's very little food on the grocery store shelf that doesn't contain a source of something from a genetically modified plant. Whether it's, you know, and it can come in the form of the high fructose corn syrup, the genetically modified corn that they make into the corn syrup. It can come as soybean oil. It can come as cotton oil. It could come as canola oil.
Beet juice, right? Sugar beet juice they use for sweeteners?
They just started with the genetically modified sugar beets, and, you know, it'll be juice and or sugar. So there's just a never-ending supply, if you will, or never-ending number of places that it could be coming from.
Okay. So I guess the first question that comes to my mind, and I'm sure a lot of people are thinking this too, what's the harm in it? I mean, aren't we just taking advantage of a technology and making our food sources better?
That there are many, many scientists that would disagree with that statement because of the fact that it is not the same as traditional plant breeding, which the pro-GMO people would say, well, it's just like we've been doing for years and years and years, only we sped it up, put it in fast forward. That's not true. They're very definitely doing it in a laboratory setting that is completely different from traditional plant breeding. And they have no control over exactly where the event or gene that they are inserting into the plant. They have no control whatsoever as to where it hits or what effect it will have on the different DNA of the plant that is damaged and or infected by the insertion. And I didn't get too technical about that, but the end result is the protein makeup of the fruit of that plant is altered.
Right.
It's now foreign, and it's not recognizable or digestible by the mammal that may ingest it and expect to gain energy and nutrition from that protein.
Right. We're actually eating some sort of mutant food when you really think about it. It's a mutation. It's a planned mutation, but nonetheless, it's a mutation.
Correct. And they absolutely cannot have it turn out the same way twice.
Because of one of the articles I read about GMO placement, how they place the DNA, it was akin to if you had a circle filled with 100 marbles and you shot a marble into the circle, you couldn't tell which marble it was going to land next to and how many it was going to hit, and that's how they inject the DNA into the organism. So it's really kind of like a shotgun. Well, it ends up here, it ends up there. So every time they do it, they end up with a totally different variation, basically.
Yes, and while they may end up with certain characteristics that they want that will be consistent, they do definitely have a different insertion spot every time, and which changes the protein makeup of the fruit of that plant.
Now, I'm sorry.
You know, and that's crucial because of the allergenic effects that can come from it and the lack of nutritional uptake. There's a host of problems that it could be related directly to this. And there again, there's not been any kind of independent third-party research
right
to test this in any way, shape, or form.
Right. Right. The human beings that are eating the GMO produce and products are basically we're the test cases. We're going to show what this stuff does to you. Now, isn't it true that some of the GMO modifications actually act as pesticides that are implanted into these food sources?
Yes.
So I know people buy organic and they wash the pesticides off the outside of the fruit, and but if it's in the DNA, you can't wash it out. You're eating the pesticide.
Well, that's true, but you know there won't be pesticide on organic produce. But if you had conventionally produced produce that had pesticide used on it, that, you know, the potential for washing would be there. But you're correct in what you say. It's in the DNA of this plant. You can't get rid of it. And, for example, in corn, there is a study done at Cornell University on BT corn, which BT is Bacillus thuringiensis. That is a natural toxin that they identified in the soil that's harmful to corn borer. Well, they made a genetically modified version of it that is not natural, but it mimics the natural version. And when the corn borer eats it, it dies. Well, Cornell proved that 9 months after the corn plant was dead itself, that toxin was still active and harming beneficial biology in the soil.
Wow. That's amazing. So it outlives the host, so to speak.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to pick up where we're leaving off. This is another important show. You've got to listen because you have to stop. You have to find ways to eliminate GMO foods from your diet, and we're going to talk about why in just a moment. Turinabol from PrimordialPerformance.com is a Haladrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at PrimordialPerformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol. Are you tired of the same old pre-workout product? Would you like to catapult your body's growth and performance potential to an entirely new level? LG Science's Anadrolic State GT is the world's first kinetic amplification system. Anadrolic State GT goes beyond the pre-workout powders in functionality, adaptation, and power. Anadrolic State GT is the first of its kind, allowing users to take aggressive control in the gym with ferocious focus, explosive energy, and dominating strength. Anadrolic State GT is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet, and other fine retailers. Get yours today and join the LG Sciences Uprising. A company committed to truth in advertising, to science-driven product development. A company that still believes in accountability to its customers. All-American EFX is that company. With a full line of performance-enhancing aids like Crealkaline EFX Pro, muscle pump amplifiers like Nitric EFX, growth and recovery enhancers like LBA Pro and LG5 Pro, and a fully tested core nutrition series. So if you want the very best in bodybuilding and performance supplements, go to any GNC or visit AAEFX.com today. That's AAEFX.com. All American EFX. We don't play games. We just help you win them. We all know how effective amino acid supplements are. Well, get ready to be shocked. Amino acid supplements just reached a new level of strength. Say hello to GEAR. GEAR is super concentrated, super potent, and so bioavailable, it's equivalent to injectable amino acids. GEAR is best used between meals to keep nitrogen balances tilted towards anabolism. GEAR causes an increase in anabolic signaling that tells your muscles it's time to grow. Get GEAR today by visiting needtobuildmuscle.net. GEAR. This ain't your daddy's amino acid supplement.
The federal government is more aggressive than ever prosecuting anabolic steroid-related cases. Whether you're a physician, supplement company, or citizen, ignorance of the law is not a defense. Buying from overseas pharmacies, large numbers of patients on hormone replacement therapy, and releasing new hormone-based supplements can all be red flags to the federal government. Don't take chances. You need attorneys that have years of experience defending anabolic steroid-related cases. You need J. Clark Baird and Bill Butler. Knowledge is power. Know where you stand before the federal government comes knocking. Go to SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. That's SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. Go today and be safer tomorrow.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Don't forget to get your Superhuman Radio Live Stronger t-shirt. They're available at superhumanradio.com. Wear them with pride. They look great. My guest today is Howard Bleeger from Verity Farms. We're talking about GMO, genetically modified organisms, in the food chain and what the risks are. I have to mention something about when we went into the break, Howard. I've had the noted scholar, Dr. Lauren Cordain, on my show a few times talking about the Paleolithic style of eating. And one of the things that he discovered in research was that lectins, which are naturally occurring pesticides that are in beans and potatoes, are harmful to human beings when taken in large quantities, and they may actually cause the inflammation that allows plaque to stick to the endothelium. So when you talk about these pesticides that are not natural being implanted into the DNA of foods and we eat them, God only knows what these things are doing to us.
Well, that's true that, you know, because of the lack of research, there are a lot of things unknown about it. We have witnessed many, many coincidences, or what more scientifically identified as anecdotal information, when GMOs are fed to livestock or when they're not fed to livestock, as far as what types of problems.
Well, let's talk about the slide presentation you sent me. Let's look at the pig, because the pig really is anatomically very similar to human beings.
Yes, the digestive system and the whole anatomy of a pig, as far as the internal organs, is very, very similar to that of a human. And we have seen consistently reproductive problems in pigs when GMOs are fed, as far as conception rates, size of litters, whether it be the size of the piglets or the number of piglets per litter. We've consistently seen problems with diseases that are directly related to the immune system of the animal. We have seen consistently digestive problems. And we've seen this going back into the 90s when they first came on the market. We had a customer in Nebraska that fed BT corn to his sows, and his conception rate just fell out of bed. And he went back to he had conventional corn in another bin, and the conception rate was fine when he switched to that on the next breeding that he did. And as he tried to track down the reasoning behind this, it's just like he got to a point when the veterinary found something and was scared of what he found, and it never went any further. But we've seen this with a lot of customers in a lot of states that have paid attention to what's going on. And we've also seen had the opportunity to watch what's happened as the corn supply for feeding hogs was conventional or genetically modified. And problems like ileitis, salmonella, bloody bowel, all digestive issues would be very prevalent when GMOs are fed, and non-existent. In fact, the one group of pigs, they started on GMOs. They had these problems. There was a death loss. There were constant veterinary attention to them. They were put on conventional, biologically produced, non-GMO corn for a period of almost 7 weeks, about 10 days after they started feeding the conventional, biologically produced corn to the pigs. These problems just, they tapered right off. They ran out of the corn before these hogs were to market weight, and they went back on GMO. And within 5 days, the problems that they were experiencing came back again.
That's amazing. And, you know, the country is plagued with GERD and acid reflux, and people don't know why they have it. It's plagued with irritable bowel syndrome. It's plagued with all sorts of digestive issues. And everybody goes, gee, you know, what could it be from? It's probably from all the GMO stuff that we're eating peripherally, because it's an additive in this food and it's a byproduct in that food. And you know, when you add it all up at the end of the day, we're probably eating just way too much of this stuff.
Yes, and the frustrating part of it is to properly identify it. A very good friend of mine is Dr. Judy Carman, who has a PhD in epidemiology. She is from Australia. And she was in the United States in December, and I had the good fortune of spending 2 weeks with her. And she said, okay, I'm an epidemiologist. I'm trained to investigate the outbreak of diseases and epidemics. So I'm going to come in and I'm going to start to do the research now to find out why these people have this problem. So I'm going to take her place and I'm going to ask you a question. What did you have to eat for breakfast yesterday?
Oh, you're asking
now,
me this?
Yeah. Well, the example is, can you remember or can't you?
Oh, I can
you may.
Remember. Yeah.
Okay. What did you have for breakfast 2 weeks ago yesterday?
Well, I'm not a fair subject because I eat the same thing for breakfast just about every single day.
But the point I'm trying to make, we don't know what we're eating because the GMOs are not labeled.
Yeah, right.
We don't have the ability, the democratic right, to pick and choose what we want to put in our bodies for food because there's no labeling.
This is disgusting. This
well,
is disgusting. What's the USDA's position on GMOs?
GRAS.
What does that mean?
Generally recognized as safe. That is, they when the genetically modified plants were introduced to the EPA, FDA, USDA, whichever agency, they're all somewhat involved. But the term, and this was established back when the first George Bush was president.
It seems like a lot of these things happened when the first George Bush was president. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I can say this. There have been progressions through every presidency for quite some time back.
Okay.
They haven't cared if it's Democrat or Republican. Their goals and their objectives seem to get accomplished regardless of what party's in power. So, generally recognized as safe, basically what they did, they took the information presented by the biotech companies and they looked at it and they says, oh, okay, this looks good. And they called it generally recognized as safe. There was no animal research done. There was no human research done.
Was there any scientific research done? Did they just look at the plant and go, well, it looks like a corn. It looks like corn. It must be corn.
The only research that may have been looked at was presented by the companies that were introducing the product.
Once again, the fox is telling the farmer that the hen house is safe. I love it. The USDA, you know what? They ought to be taken out and their pants dropped and spanked in front of the public. They really should. It's disgusting. And you might as well just let everyone do what they want. And act like and let everybody know that there's nothing but chaos. Don't act like there's really someone watching the hen house when there's not. It's disgusting.
I would agree that would be one term to use to identify it.
You know, we have one life. I mean, okay, I don't want to get into religious theocracies and all that sort of stuff, but we have one life. We try to get it right, and we have no choice but to eat food. It's something that we can't do without. And the organizations put in place by the government that are supposed to help people be good stewards of the land are, if not corrupt, some of the dumbest people in the world. So either way, if they're corrupt, they're no damn good, and if they're dumb, they shouldn't have that job. But one way or the other, someone needs to find the rear entrance in the FDA and stick the enema in because it needs to be flushed out once and for all. This is ridiculous. It's an atrocity what's going on over there. And we eat the food. We eat the food.
Well, and the sad part of it is the majority of the producers that are growing it have been led to believe that it's the same and there's nothing wrong with it, and it, all it's going to do is make your operation better. And that's not necessarily true.
No, it's not.
It may make things seem easier.
Easier. I was going to say easier. That's right. It's going to make it easier.
But the amount of dependency that comes on the part of the producer, depending on the company that's offering these products, is so extensive they don't realize.
Well, and the technology cost. I looked at your graph there. It's like we're talking about billions of dollars a year in added cost for the farmer based on the number of acres he has. You know, all the acres that are planted each year. These companies are cleaning up billions of dollars by putting this stuff in there. And the truth of the matter is, we know from organic produce that produce that is grown naturally without pesticides and all of these other interventions, technological interventions, is more robust and more nutritious.
Exactly.
So it's like what we're doing is we're creating food that is just a shadow of what it's supposed to be. And on top of that, it's harmful when you eat it. And you know they're going to find out years from now, the way they did about cigarette smoking, that it's bad for you, but it's too late. It's going to be too late. There's going to be too many lives lost once again. Let me ask you a question here. What about the pollen that is produced from these GMO organisms, and then that floats upstream and lands in someone else's non-GMO crop? Does that then contaminate it?
There's no complete control of the pollen, for example, from a corn plant. They have done, there's some research that's been done that pollen can travel up to 5 miles. Now, that being said, we have done research and testing of crops that we would have bordering a genetically modified crop. And you cannot have zero contamination. That's not possible for anyone in North America. And regardless of what your production practices are, if you're conventional, GMO, or biological, or organic, it doesn't matter. Everybody's in the same boat. They have effectively contaminated everything because of the pollen drift. Now, the concentration, we measure that to see that it's minimal. And this is on a worldwide basis. The world doesn't expect 100% pure anymore because they know it's not reality.
Right.
That's a frustration because the company that introduced us is charging everybody for this technology, but they're not being held to task for polluting everything else that of the people that don't want it.
And who is that company?
Well, there are several companies that are
in. Who are those companies? Who are they?
But Monsanto is the biggest. Syngenta, Bayer Crop Science, DuPont. Yeah. Those are four of the big ones.
Yeah, and also the biggest. Also, some of the biggest offenders to the ecological system in the world. These are companies that make profits on things and destroy whole lands with their mining and their refuge and so on and so forth. These are companies that have really no social conscience whatsoever. We have to go into a commercial break. Let me go ahead and take this commercial break, and when we come back, we'll pick up where we're leaving off here. This is very interesting. When we come back, we're going to talk about something that Howard exposed me to that I like to call the circle of death. Right, Howard?
Okay.
Okay, stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. Life is a continuous journey, and Change Your Life Now gives you the tools for continuous empowerment. Change Your Life Now is a practical guide to the biological process of age reversal. It's deliberately understandable and concise, so you can employ its message immediately and begin to realize the changes within days. The reader need only provide a positive attitude, desire, and discipline, and the results are guaranteed. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Change Your Life Now banner ad to learn more or to order your copy today. Don't wait another moment. Change your life now. Selective androgen receptor modulators represent the future of hormone replacement therapy. Institutions looking to perform research depend upon the potency and authenticity of the materials they buy. That's why your institution needs to trust Chemex for their SARMS materials. Go to chemx.net today for SARMS S4 for your research project. Don't trust the success of your project to questionable sources. Trust chemx.net. That's chemx.net. Chemex.net. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. Orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Are you tired of the same old pre-workout product? Would you like to catapult your body's growth and performance potential to an entirely new level? LG Sciences Anadrolic State GT is the world's first kinetic amplification system. Anadrolic State GT goes beyond the pre-workout powders in functionality, adaptation, and power. Anadrolic State GT is the first of its kind, allowing users to take aggressive control in the gym with ferocious focus, explosive energy, and dominating strength. Anadrolic State GT is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet, and other fine retailers. Get yours today and join the LG Sciences Uprising.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Don't forget, there's lots of free stuff at superhumanradio.com. Just visit the homepage, scroll down to where it says free stuff, pick the items you want, fill in your information, and the manufacturers will mail you samples of things like concrete creatine or Ibunex, which is a topical ibuprofen product. There's Gamma O, which raises natural testosterone levels. Just good stuff there. Check it out. And as always, when you get something free at Superhuman Radio, you never have to pay shipping and handling. My guest today is Howard Bleeger. He's from Verity Farms. We're talking about the dangers, the real dangers in eating GMO foods. And guess what? Sounds like it's very hard to avoid it. Howard, before we move into the circle of death, which is really something I want to talk about, are all seed lots out there being threatened to be GMO at some point in time?
Are all feedlots?
The seeds themselves. Because I know Monsanto owns a lot of the seed sources, don't they?
They have acquired a lot of seed companies, not necessarily purchased them as much as maybe had them sign a contract that was bound to make them go out of business or succumb to becoming part of their company because of the way the contract was written. But the good news is in the last 2 to 3 years, we've seen a very big opportunity for small seed companies to grow and thrive in the non-GMO market, and which is very good news. The scary part, you know, the bulk of the crop that's produced, of course, is genetically modified, and call it a commodity. Don't call it food. Because it's bulk commodities is basically what it's being produced. I wouldn't ever call it food.
Yeah, I got you.
But it's presumed by many to be a food source. Okay, the genetic pool of these crops is so in line that if we get the right conditions and the right weather scare and the right everything falls into place, it could make the potato famine in Ireland look like a cakewalk.
Okay.
But there, you know, very definitely when you look at the overall seed industry, not only in our country but worldwide, it's very much controlled by these large companies.
Let's talk about these large companies. I'm going to name some names that you taught me. AstraZeneca, Syngenta, Bayer, Monsanto, Pharmacia, Upjohn. These three large companies, we all know, most of us know these names from someplace. Take my listeners through the circle of life. Let's start with the first entry, chemicals. You asked me yesterday when we did this little exercise, what did I think about chemicals? How would I describe them? And one of the things that we talked about was that chemicals have a negative connotation. When you think of chemicals, you think of something that's dangerous, maybe hazardous, harmful, toxic.
Correct.
Okay.
So if those chemicals, and to back up just a little bit, the AstraZeneca Syngenta, that's one company. The Bayer is another company. Monsanto, Upjohn Pharmacia, they're no longer one company. They were at one time, but then they divested. All of those companies are in both the pharmaceutical and the chemical business. So back to your question is, we presume chemical to be a negative. Well, we use chemicals to raise crops. What do we raise crops for? Cereal and grain. So if we're using a chemical that is harmful, if it's going to have an effect, will it have a positive or a negative effect on that crop that's raised?
Negative.
We would guess negative. So if we take the grain that's raised with this negative ingredient and it has a negative effect and we feed it to our livestock, can we expect a positive or a negative effect in our livestock?
Negative.
So if our livestock don't feel good, who do we call?
The veterinarian.
We call the veterinarian. The veterinarian comes out, he looks at our livestock, he says, well, what do you think the veterinarian's going to recommend that we use to make our livestock feel better?
Antibiotics, but drugs, bottom line.
Okay, so we'll give drugs to our livestock. What if we need to make our livestock grow faster because we have to be the least cost producer and we just got to grow it cheaper because we've been taught that's the only way to survive. So what might we give our livestock?
Growth factors, growth hormones.
Growth promotants. Okay.
Right.
So what do we raise livestock for?
Consumption.
For meat. Who eats the meat?
People like me and you.
Okay. So if we use something that's bad to raise the crop that may have a residual effect in the grain that affects the livestock, is there a chance that it's going to have a residual effect in the meat?
Absolutely.
So if we eat the meat and we don't feel good, where do we go?
Call the doctor.
And when we get done visiting the doctor, where does he usually send us?
To the pharmacy to pick up our prescription.
So that is, I call it the big picture. When you look at that,
I call it the circle of death. I call it the circle of death because the reality is that more people die from polypharmacy and more people die from the side effects of the drugs than the diseases that they pretend to control. So, you know, when you look at this, chemicals on crops, the crops produce cereals and grains, not to mention that we eat the cereals. We're involved even earlier up the stream because kids, who eats the cereals? I can see a tangent here you're missing. Our children.
I know.
And the children get sick, and who do you call? The doctor. And the doctor prescribes what? The pharmaceutical. So this is a disgusting scenario. These companies like AstraZeneca, Syngenta, like Bayer, like Monsanto, Pharmacia, Upjohn, these companies are making us sick, and then they have a parasitic relationship with us after we're sick to not make us better, but to profit from that sickness. And I've said this all along. I've been shouting this for years, that the foods we eat make us sick, and the pharmaceuticals keep us sick, but just mask the symptoms. 2, 3, 4 generations ago, we didn't have this problem. People didn't die of the diseases that they die of today. And they didn't need Lipitor at 40 or blood pressure medicine at 50. So it's clear. The food that we're eating is killing us. And the companies that are profiting from killing us don't give a damn about us. And what's even worse is the organizations, the agencies that are put in place to protect us, the people, that we pay their salaries with our tax dollars, if they're not corrupt and in cahoots with these people, then they're just dumb. And they don't deserve those jobs. So either way, they need to be flushed out. Howard,
I don't disagree with that. And the consumer, the good news in all of this, the consumer is king.
Right.
And you can both vote with your dollar and vote with your vote at the ballot box, but more importantly, once you vote at the ballot box, you got to make sure and stay on that person you voted for, because when they get in a place like Washington, D.C., they seem to go astray.
Oh, yeah. It's the seductiveness of power. Like, I think it was Kissinger that said, power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And that's what happens to well-meaning politicians with good navigational systems become overwhelmed by the headiness of becoming, once they become politicians, and then they end up just folding into the fold. And it's sad. It's very, very sad. But you know what? What you said a moment ago is really the issue. We vote with our dollars. Look what happened to high fructose corn syrup. Once people started understanding the dangers of high fructose corn syrup, they started to demand foods without high fructose corn syrup in it. I mean, the corn producers agency, whatever that organization is, I can't think of their name right now, Corn Refiners Association, they just took a last stab. You know, like it was like the death kick. They were just about dead, and they tried to kick one more time with that ad campaign about, well, there's no difference between high fructose corn syrup and regular sugar. BS. You fooled us once. You can't fool us again. People still don't. They still won't eat high fructose corn. They think we're so dumb that they can put an ad like that, two teenagers on a college campus sucking a popsicle and going, yeah, why is high fructose corn syrup so bad? We didn't forget. We know it's no good. We know that it turns immediately into fat, long-chain triglycerides. It cannot be used for energy. We know that it reduces leptin production and increases hunger. The more HFC you eat, the hungrier you get. We know. And this is how you vote. You vote with your dollars. You start calling companies. You pick up the packaging. You look at the number. You call the number. You say, hey, I'm just about to buy your product. You got a cell phone. So you stand in the grocery store. You call your wife to ask her which type of bread she wants. Call the company. Say, hey, I'm just about to buy your product. Is this GMO-free? And if they can't tell you for sure, don't buy it. And let them know that. Say, oh, I'm not going to buy this, and put it back. Because every time they get a phone call like that, that means 1,000 people. That's how they rate it. You vote with your dollars. People need to start taking control, because the politicians aren't going to protect us.
Another excellent example of that is the RBGH milk. Monsanto was the company that developed that genetically modified growth hormone that they inject into the cows to make them give more milk. The grocery chains across the United States, it started on the East Coast, and one by one, their customers said, we don't want this. So they stopped carrying it. They told their providers that they were not going to have milk with RBGH or RBST, whichever it's called, identified as both. And guess what happened?
They stopped using it.
Monsanto sold that division of their company because they saw what was coming down the road.
Yeah. So there's another solution. I shop at Kroger's. I see my Kroger store manager all the time. Nice guy. I'm going to walk up to him soon and say, Jeff, I don't want to feed GMOs to my family. I want you to know that I'm going to be spending money here only on non-GMO products, and I will go elsewhere for non-GMO products. Just want to let you know that you may not be getting all my dollars. I spend $1,400 a month for my family at Kroger's. That's as much as my mortgage payment. So there you go. Vote with your dollars. Let the people at the grocery store level know. Let everybody know. Talk about this. Talk about this amongst your friends and families. No more GMOs. What was that thing? Gringos. The Mexicans used to say gringo. That's how the word gringo came up, because the army fatigues were green. Gringo. GMOs go. We don't want GMOs no mo. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. We all know how effective amino acid supplements are. Well, get ready to be shocked. Amino acid supplements just reached a new level of strength. Say hello to Gear. Gear is super concentrated, super potent, and so bioavailable, it's equivalent to injectable amino acids. Gear is best used between meals to keep nitrogen balances tilted towards anabolism. Gear causes an increase in anabolic signaling that tells your muscles it's time to grow. Get Gear today by visiting needtobuildmuscle.net. Gear. This ain't your daddy's amino acid supplement. Turinabol from PrimordialPerformance.com is a Haladrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at PrimordialPerformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Life is a continuous journey, and Change Your Life Now gives you the tools for continuous empowerment. Change Your Life Now is a practical guide to the biological process of age reversal. It's deliberately understandable and concise, so you can employ its message immediately and begin to realize the changes within days. The reader need only provide a positive attitude, desire, and discipline, and the results are guaranteed. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Change Your Life Now banner ad to learn more or to order your copy today. Don't wait another moment. Change your life now. Selective androgen receptor modulators represent the future of hormone replacement therapy. Institutions looking to perform research depend upon the potency and authenticity of the materials they buy. That's why your institution needs to trust Chemex for their SARMS materials. Go to chemx.net today for SARMS S4 for your research project. Don't trust the success of your project to questionable sources. Trust Chemex.net. That's chemx.net. Chemex.net.
The federal government is more aggressive than ever prosecuting anabolic steroid-related cases. Whether you're a physician, supplement company, or citizen, ignorance of the law is not a defense. Buying from overseas pharmacies, large numbers of patients on hormone replacement therapy, and releasing new hormone-based supplements can all be red flags to the federal government. Don't take chances. You need attorneys that have years of experience defending anabolic steroid-related cases. You need J. Clark Baird and Bill Butler. Knowledge is power. Know where you stand before the federal government comes knocking. Go to SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. That's SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. Go today and be safer tomorrow. Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
50. F50.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, Howard, this sort of stuff really just grinds me up when I think about how sad this is, because there's so many people suffering from mysterious diseases that their doctors don't know what it could possibly be. And that's clearly from the foods that we're eating. And they put them on a myriad of medications that don't work. And the reality is, if we could get this stuff out of our food supply, more people would feel better and live longer. And it's just sad, because it all comes down to profits. It all comes down to making money. You know, in the United States, I've said this about tobacco. You can kill people in the United States if you are willing to pay money to the right groups of people. It's legal. Murder is legal in the United States without being punished, as long as you are paying the right people off. Look at tobacco. 400,000 people a year die from it. No one goes to jail. So it's very sad to me.
There's no question that people paying attention to the type of food that they eat, the cleanliness and nutritional content of it, will have a very, very positive effect on the outcome of their everyone in their family. I think of an employee that worked for us that she had a new baby, her and her husband, and the baby was colicky, and she switched off of just traditional milk in the grocery store and started drinking organic milk herself. She was nursing the baby, and the baby's colic problems went away. And, you know, and of course the younger are so much more sensitive and affected by these allergens that may be present or the lack of nutritional quality. So it's really important. And I think another thing that's important, and it's a great tool for us, because we are not going to hear the truth from the mainstream media. There's examples of it time and time again because of the advertising dollars and where they receive them from. They're not going to run these stories. And GMOs will be a very good example of that, because there was a very well-done story on the RBGH for milk cows down in Florida, where two very respected reporters lost their jobs over how that turned out. And we've got the access to the Internet to be able to educate ourselves about this. It's just a tremendous, tremendous source for people to go. And you type in any question in relation to GMOs, and you can find a link on the Internet and backed up, documented. There's worldwide research that can be accessed. And there's research outside of the United States that has been done on GMOs. And there's not, I challenge anyone to show me an independent study that has been done on research on GMOs, feeding them to animals or anything else, that there were no side effects.
I know that, like, for instance, in Japan, they test every cow that goes to slaughter for BSC. Are GMOs allowed in Japan?
There are certain GMOs that they allow. There's been so much political pressure and money behind the scenes influence what happens in some of the foreign countries. But the good news is, in Japan and especially Europe, the bulk of the defense of keeping GMOs out has come from the consumers. They have said no to the retailers. They said, we don't want this stuff.
Oh,
and
man.
That is really, again, it's back to the power of the people. You vote with your dollars.
You know what? When I finish this show, I'm going over to Kroger's to grab Jeff, the store manager, and tell him, no more GMOs. We're not going to buy anything that's GMO. We're starting to research it, and we're not going to buy anything that has any GMOs in it whatsoever. Just want to let you know. That, you know what? If 10 people a day walk up to him and say that, then when he goes to one of his corporate meetings and they say, what's going on in the trenches, he's going to say, people are walking up to me saying they don't want GMOs anymore. If that happens in every city in the United States over the course of a 5 or 6 month period, guess what? They'll abandon GMOs, because companies like Monsanto are going to sell us what we're willing to buy. They'll try to slip stuff to us that we don't know about. But once we put up our hands and go, we're not spending our dollars on that. Look what they did, like you talked about with the bovine growth hormone. Yeah. They spun that part of the company up. Oh, no more of that. Boom, it's gone. So we don't need to get to the politicians. We can vote with our dollars. That's true of everything in our lives. We vote with our dollars. Stop being consumers and start being selectors. Don't just consume, you know, indiscriminately. Start being selective about what your consumption is all about. And don't follow the propaganda. Don't follow the media. Don't follow the advertisements. Follow what you know is right. I mean, it's ridiculous. Hey, Howard, let's talk a little bit about the slides in your company, Verity. You sent me some slides of animal stomachs, and the animal stomachs of the animals that were eating GMOs. They looked so inflamed and discolored.
That series of slides was put together from a whole tour of a hog slaughter plant that I went to this facility to learn how they did things, because we were looking for them to custom slaughter for our pork division of our company. And I explained that the manager of the plant asked me, well, how is your pork different than everybody else's natural pork that we process? So I explained to him the biological production concepts that we use. We get rid of the chemical residues in the soil, and there's no chemical residue in the grain, and we absolutely will not feed GMOs. And just as I started to explain how GMOs were made, the veterinary walked in that gave us a tour of the plant, and I'm explaining what the GMO does and how it, if the DNA is damaged and the protein is changed, and this foreign protein cannot be digested, and it may cause irritation and inflammation and eventually ulceration in the animal that consumes it. And I thought the veterinary was looking at me like I fell off the back of the pickup and hit my head a little bit too hard, but, you know, I'm used to that look. I get it a lot, so I didn't think much of it. As we went through the tour of that plant, we saw every single part of that hog. The only thing they throw away is the eyelids. They use everything, every other part of that animal for something. When we got to the part to where the stomachs were, he reached into the barrel, washed his hands, disinfected them, reached into the barrel, picks one up and shows it to me. And he said, this is typical of all the hogs we slaughter. Well, I worked for a veterinary for 8 years, so I recognized the irritation and inflammation and ulcers in this stomach. And I thought to myself, well, maybe he didn't think I was crazy when I was explaining this.
Right. He was putting two and two together in his mind.
I went back then and took pictures of stomachs of hogs, of the different natural hogs that they were slaughtering, which I did not know what natural company it was, because it was not my point to point a finger at anyone.
Right.
I was just gathering what my good friend Dr. Ingham told me. She's a PhD. You're putting together anecdotal information. You've identified a consistency in a problem. Now you've gathered information to start to document it. We found that the animal, and this was a presumption, beans 90% of the soybeans are genetically modified, and better than 80% of the corn is genetically modified, so you presume that the hogs are eating mostly GMO. We did that on three different groups. Two natural that could not be fed antibiotics, one that could be fed, they were just conventional hogs that could be fed antibiotics, and then on the stomachs of the hogs that were fed on our program that had no GMOs. We found 10 to 15% of the stomachs of the pigs on our program had moderate irritation or slight inflammation in the stomach. In the ones that we presumed were fed GMOs and no antibiotics, had from 65 to 85% irritation, inflammation, erosions, and ulcerations.
Wow. It's amazing.
In the ones that were fed GMOs and that we presumed were fed GMOs and antibiotics, the antibiotics virtually wiped out the inflammation, the irritation, and the erosions. But the ulcers were more severe than they were in any of the other groups.
Sure, because the inflammation, irritation, and erosions are and the part of what the body is trying to do to heal the ulcers. So once they killed that, there was nothing, there was no natural response any longer from the immune system. And that makes perfect sense. Howard, plug your company, Verity Farms. You guys feed all of your animals non-GMO feeds, correct?
Yes, that's correct. We feed only, our producers only plant varieties that are non-GMO. They're conventional. We also focus on selecting varieties that are noted for their high nutritional content from their breeding. We also enhance the nutritional content of what we feed them by using our biological crop production practices. It's not totally void of fertilizer or chemical use, but we're able to reduce and, in a lot, many cases, eliminate the need for those products as we progress down the road with the soil and we test both the ground and the grain to see that there are no chemical residues
okay.
in the plants or in the soil, and also that they have a high nutritional quality. Because, you know, Dr. Arden Anderson has made the statement that he felt that a lack of nutrition may be more detrimental to us than a little bit of toxin in our diet.
Right. What is your website? What's your website?
www.verityfarms.com.
How do you spell Verity?
Website. Verity is V as in victory, E as in Edward, R as in Robert, I as in Imus, T as in Tom, Y as in yellow.
Okay, verityfarms.com.
Verityfarms.com or veritymeats.com. They'll both take you to the website.
All right, people can check out Howard's product there. Howard, thank you so very much for being on Superhuman Radio today.
Thank you.
And we'll see you again. Thank you.
You bet.